Your Central Minnesota Farm Report, you're on Chasm Radio, brought to you by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service, right off I-94 in Avon. We continue and, well, we review our Countdown to Princess K from this past Monday, as that's featuring Stephanie Dykstra from Nobles County. She introduces herself on this week's report.
So I'm Stephanie Dykstra. I'm the Nobles County Dairy Princess. So I grew up in Worthington, Minnesota. I live on a dairy just south of there in Bigelow, Minnesota. And I look out my kitchen window and I look out at the pasture and can see the Iowa border. So just right on the edge of Minnesota. And so I grew up on a Holstein dairy farm. Our farm is called D&S Hilltop Farms. And we milk about 330 head. And that doesn't include our calves and all of that we do as well. So it's been really fun. I live on the dairy. I've worked there for as long as I can remember, off and on, kind of part-time during school. And now I'm attending SDSU out in Brookings, South Dakota. And I'm studying ag science there. And then this summer, you asked if I'm doing anything for job-wise. I'm actually doing an internship with a animal health company called PhytoCare.
What's your ultimate goal, do you feel, you know, after college? Do you look to go back to the farm or have something dairy associated? What are your expectations?
Hopefully one day I would love to work in ag real estate, kind of just helping farmers, dairy farmers, people in the ag industry, kind of sell and buy their land, their property, that kind of thing. And I love just being involved in the dairy industry in general. I think it's a great community to be a part of, a great group of hard workers. So I could see myself going down, working on the family farm for a while, kind of just seeing where that goes. I'm not 100% decided in what the future looks like quite yet.
Stephanie, I grew up on a dairy farm. My family still farms as well, and I've mentioned before, as I get older, I appreciate how I had the chance to grow up. What has being involved in the dairy industry, how has that helped kind of shape you into the person you are today?
I think growing up on a dairy farm and having that opportunity and being kind of immersed in the dairy world was an amazing opportunity as well. I think it taught me so many good life lessons. Just being able to work with family is something that is so special too. It's amazing to see the work that my parents have put into the farm to build it to where it is now. My grandparents, too, being the ones to start our farm at our current location. So I think it's incredible to see how rewarding the work is, and just being able to supply a great product and kind of work towards that common goal of farmers to, you know, feed the world and, yeah, just be very sustainable and protect the land that we have and build our operations.
Stephanie, what's the summer been like for you as far as in Nobles County or anything else? Has it been a busy schedule so far? I can only assume during June dairy month and such, it's been a hectic schedule for you.
Yeah, so with June dairy month, we try and do as much as we can. Normally, we would do a radio interview. We didn't actually get to do that this year, but in the past, we have also done where we've given away ice cream on the radio. So if someone calls in, they win a tub of ice cream or something like that. So that's kind of a fun thing. I've done a few local parades and gotten to talk to people there, have some good conversations, and actually partnered with a couple other dairy princesses for those. So that's really been my events for June. Yeah, and again, I'm still interning at that other place. So, yeah, no, June dairy month, it's important to get out and be in the community and educate people about dairy.
Stephanie, what was that day in May like when you found out you were one of the finalists? And, you know, it's unique. It's a virtual event, so you kind of really are on pins and needles there. But describe that day, and then when you learned you were one of the finalists, what was your reaction?
Yes, so that day I was actually in the midst of graduation season. I was at a family friend's grad party, sitting at a picnic bench, eating the typical graduation food, and we logged into the Facebook and to watch the video. I was sitting there with my family next to me, and we watch it, and I see names popping up, and I see my name, and I was just incredibly surprised. I was very excited. I didn't know what I was expecting going into it, but I was thrilled to be picked for it. It's a great opportunity. I let my family, who I was with, know, and my dad goes, oh my goodness, there's going to be a butterhead in our family. So it was a very exciting day, and yeah, super exciting.
Was this always a goal of yours, or did it just kind of come about recently?
I've grown up showing cattle at the Minnesota State Fair through 4-H, and with that, every year we take a group from our county and go watch the Princess Kay coronation and kind of follow along as they go through the process. And so watching that, I've always seen it as something kind of out of reach. I didn't know if it'd be possible for me even to get to this point, but here I am, and I've kind of always looked up to the Princess Kay, someone advocating for the dairy industry and the egg industry in general. It's kind of something I would love to do, and yeah, so I've kind of always had that idea that I would love to do something like that. Just didn't really think it was in my reach. So
what's the best part of sharing the dairy message? What kind of demographic do you like visiting with? Is it peers of yours? Is it adults? Is it kids? And what's your favorite aspect of that?
I think my favorite is just teaching other people who are maybe just unfamiliar with it, just in general. I don't really have a specific age group that I target the most or try and talk to the most about it. I love doing events with kids because they're all very excited to learn and learn something new. But I think it's important to teach all ages about dairy and what it has to offer. But I think my favorite way to do it is just talking to people, answering the questions that they have, sharing my story and saying, hey, you know, I love living on a dairy farm. It's amazing work, and yeah, dairy products are a great product, and I love just teaching people and kind of correcting some of those misconceptions that are out there.
Stephanie, finally, you mentioned your dad says, well, we have a butterhead in the family. What are your plans to do with the butterhead?
My plans to do with the butterhead? Now, that is the question. I've been doing some really, a lot of thinking about it, and I think I've decided to do a sweet corn feed in the next summer. So sweet corn season will be done this year, so hopefully next year. Invite a lot of people out to the farm or something and use up all the butter on sweet corn. So that's my plan.
Tune in on Monday for another Countdown the Princess K here on Chasm Radio at 12:45 every Monday leading up to the Minnesota State Fair, brought to you by AMPI. Your Central Minnesota Farm Report, brought to you by Mid-Soda, Trailer Sales and Service.